This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir appeared in court Monday to face corruption charges 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir is accused of possessing large amounts of foreign currency. Most Sudanese say the trial is too little too late. Bashir also faces charges of genocide at the International Criminal Court in The Hague for his actions during the war in Darfur. Airstrikes targeted a Turkish army convoy inside a rebel-held part of Syria on Monday. That's the sound of tanks firing and an aircraft overhead in Han Shaihun. The Turkish Defense Ministry said 3 civilians were killed and 12 others were wounded. The Syrian government, however, said the convoy entered the country carrying ammunition to help rebels who have lost ground this month amid a government offensive to retake Syria's last rebel stronghold. The Open Arms charity says it is willing to defy Italian authorities and dock their migrant ship at Lampedusa. The boat with 100 migrants on board is stationed in the Mediterranean Sea off the Italian island, demanding permission to dock after 18 days at sea. The charity said many of the migrants on board are sick, suicidal, and close to mental breakdowns. The group so far has rejected offers from Spain to sail to one of its ports. France, Germany, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Romania have also offered to help. Afghanistan's president vowing to eliminate all safe havens of the Islamic State. His comments come as the country is still recovering from the shock of a weekend bombing at a wedding that killed 63 people. Nearly 200 were injured. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. 2 freshman Democratic U.S. Congresswomen sharply criticized Israel on Monday after they were denied the chance to visit Jerusalem and the West Bank. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar questioned why they were kept out of Israel. Tlaib, a Michigan Democrat, says other members of Congress were allowed in, but they were not.
Earlier this month, in fact, 71 other members of Congress traveled to Israel, seemingly without incident.
Omar, who is from Minnesota, says Congress needs to consider cutting aid to Israel.
Stop the expansion of settlements on Palestinian land and ensure full rights for Palestinians if we are to give them aid.
Israel says the 2 were denied entry because of their support for an international boycott of the country that is considered a security threat. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. military has just tested a ground-based cruise missile with a range that would have been banned a mere 3 weeks ago. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
The Pentagon says the missile was launched from an island off California's coast and hit its target after more than 500 kilometers of flight. That distance is important. The United States previously could not pursue ground-based missiles with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. They were locked in the INF, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old arms control pact with Russia. VOA previously reported that Washington withdrew from that pact on August 2nd, citing years of Russian violations. The Pentagon stressed that this cruise missile was not configured to carry a nuclear weapon, but rather a conventional payload. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will head to Berlin and Paris this week in a bid to persuade German and French leaders to reopen Brexit negotiations. British officials say he will emphasize that if a new agreement cannot be secured, he's ready to lead Britain out of the world's biggest trading bloc on October 31st. Here's the Prime Minister.
I hope that they will compromise. They have seen that the UK Parliament has 3 times rejected the withdrawal agreement, the backstop. It just doesn't work. It's not democratic. I hope that they will see fit to compromise.
Planning for Johnson's European tour came after leaked British documents, government documents rather, detailing the potentially dire aftershocks of a no-deal Brexit. For example, customs checks being reimposed on the border separating Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, a shortfall in medicines and fuel, and food price increases. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.